know that all things are possible through you. And our situations may be dark and bleak, but Father, there's nothing you can't do. We trust you in that. We believe you in that, Father. And we commit ourselves to you right now, Father, that we're going to trust you, not be afraid, but trust you, Father, in everything we do. In Jesus' name. Scripture verse this week is just one verse, but it's a great verse, John the 16th chapter. You know, what happened this week, last Sunday in Las Vegas, just shows us how evil people can be. Situation where people have no regard for other people's lives. And we as people need some good news. And our good news needs to be at least equal to the bad news. There are many people struggling and dealing with things after this great tragedy. And we need to let them know that their struggle is not alone. That there are people who are praying for them and believing in them. I just ask that we as a group of people will always have a heart for people, that we will be concerned with people we don't even know, but we know the struggle they're going through. All of us, regardless of what our circumstances are, need to know that we have this inner strength and that we have hope, and that our hope is built on the promise that he that is in us is greater than he that is out there in the world.
Amen.
So how do we deal with evil? There are many ways that some people deal with evil. Some people want to try to explain the evil away. If we understood evil, if we could explain it, maybe we could understand the source of this evil and how it wrecks our life. But there's some evil you just can't explain. Remember a few weeks ago, Larry brought a message about Job. All the bad things that happened to Job. And what was it that his friends explained evil to him? Well, Job, what have you done? You must have done something. Their explanation was that it was our fault. A tornado like the one a year or so ago that ripped through Rowlett destroyed many houses, people lost their life. And some people explain this kind of thing by all things happen for a reason. Of course, course, there is never a good reason for something like that to happen. Some good things may come out of it afterwards, but there's no good reason beforehand for a tornado to take people's lives, to destroy their property and their dreams. People try to explain it as it happens for a reason. Jerry Falwell has said that AIDS was God's punishment on this country for our frequent abortions and widespread homosexuality. I guess some people find comfort when they try to explain that as why AIDS happened. It raises a lot of questions to me. First off, is that the way God relates to us?
No.
Secondly, if that's the case, what sins have we committed to account for all this illness and diseases that plague us? There are people who put a blanket explanation on evil all the way from a toothache to an earthquake. It's just the will of God. And for some reason, people find comfort in their losses. They can explain away the car wreck, the heart attack, the loss of the job, the bad news from the doctor, by just saying, it's just the will of God. No matter how horrible the tragedy, we just say, it's the will of God. Who knows? Maybe those things are the will of God, but if they are, then we have to explain why a loving God wills these things, these bad, horrible things, to happen. Listen, we can try to explain away evil. We won't be able to do it. We can say things, it's the will of God, things happen for a reason, blame ourselves. And don't get me wrong, some of the bad things that happen to us is because of some sin in our life. Mm-hmm. When we separate ourselves from God, we lose that protection that God provides for us. But we're never going to be able to explain away evil. Mm-hmm. Some people say that the way to deal with evil is just to eliminate it altogether. That would be great, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you say that's impossible, but you know, there are people working around the clock right now trying to rid our world of evil. There's various levels of government that are constantly watching out, trying to stop evil from happening to us. Mm-hmm. We give vaccines now to our young children to guard against crippling diseases and fatal diseases. Mm-hmm. Our federal officials are negotiating with other countries trying to make war unnecessary. And that all this devastation be prevented. Tremendous amount of money are being devoted to research But to hope that the cures of our most dreaded diseases will be found. Listen, a lot of evil could be eliminated if people just resolve their conflicts in a civil way. It's so, I mean, there's so much anger in the world right now. Meaningless anger. You can just be driving down the street and someone doesn't like the way you drive. Or they get frustrated with your speed or something. And all of a sudden, gunfire breaks out. If people would just handle their differences in a mature way, we could stop a lot of the evil that's happening in the world. But despite our best efforts, we are not going to eliminate all the evil around us or even in us. We can't even agree on how to tackle problems. Look at gun control. Some people say no guns. Some people say they ought to be, people ought to have whatever gun. We argue and fight back and forth. We never come to any good conclusions because we're so far on one side or the other. It's like there's no middle ground. There are people who benefit from evil, and they're not likely to work to turn things around. Evil persists, and it's so big and so strong, we're not going to be able to eliminate it. In John, the 16th chapter. Jesus, and John's writing here about how Jesus is going to overcome the world and how he was going to go away, but that he was leaving them the Holy Spirit. He says to him at the end of chapter 16, verse 33. He says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Listen, we can't explain away evil. Because we don't even understand why this man did this last Sunday night. I don't think anybody knows. There's just evil people. There are evil things in the world. And we can't explain. We're not going to be able to eliminate evil. There's always, the scripture says, in this world, you will have tribulation. This is not a perfect society, and we're going to have bad things happen. And there's going to be evil in the world. If we can't explain it away, if we can't eliminate it, what do we do? The only answer that we have for this problem of the evil in the world is we're going to have to work around it. Amen. It's the only solution we have ever had. Evil is here to stay. However, that does not mean that you and I give up, give in, or quit. Instead, When we see this evil that's in the world, we should recommit ourselves to doing what is right and what is good and what is compassionate, and to work and do whatever we can do to try to minimize evil. We can't explain the actions of this gunman in Las Vegas. We can't eliminate it. We have to work around it. It's our only choice. Unless we just give up or give in. Linda taught in the Sunday school lesson just last Sunday how important it is for us not to just quit. How important it is for us to keep doing what we're doing and don't give up until Jesus calls us home. We live in an imperfect world, but that does not relieve us of our responsibility to work what is good and right and just. The evil in this world only makes it more important for us as Christians to stand against it. We must always do good things anyway. Listen, the biggest people with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest people with the smallest ideas.
Amen.
But you know what? We're going to think big anyway.
Amen.
People favor the underdog, but they always follow the top dog. But we're going to fight for the underdog anyway. When you spend years building something and it can be destroyed overnight, we're going to build it anyway. People need our help, and when we try to help somebody, somebody gets offended by that or doesn't appreciate what we do. You know what? We're going to help them anyway.
Amen.
You can give the world the best you have, and the world may kick you in the teeth.
Amen.
But we're going to give the best we have anyway.
Amen.
Listen, there are always going to be poor people. But that didn't stop Mother Teresa from doing more than her part to help those she could. There are thousands of homeless people in this country today. But that doesn't stop Jimmy Carter from driving nails and painting walls for the Habitat of Humanity. There may never be world peace in the Middle East, but there are many, many people devoting themselves to try to reach that goal. Listen, in professional and in college sports, it is riddled with cheaters. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't stop some people from playing by the rules. Mm-hmm. These people, like this man in Las Vegas, bombing in Oklahoma and all these other tragedies, they're going to continue to live in this world. And we can't expect to stop all of them. There will be people who will destroy families and create unnecessary conflict at work. But we can't let them have the final word.
Amen.
Listen, churches are always going to have people in the church who create problems.
Amen.
But are we going to quit supporting the church? Are we going to quit coming to church? No.
No.
On many, many days, you're going to feel unappreciated. You're going to feel like nothing you do turns out right. So are we going to just stop and quit and do nothing? No. There are going to be times in your life that you're going to be treated badly. But you must have this belief that love is going to win out in the end. There are people who will misuse you, abuse you, but that doesn't mean you can't stop loving people.
Amen.
Listen, diseases are going to continue to strike, and there's so many diseases that are out there, but we're going to continue to support this research that one day we will be able to eliminate some of these diseases.
Amen.
We're not going to quit. We're not going to stop. Listen, it's very easy to love the church when everything's going well. Listen, anybody can follow a winning team, rooting them. We are always drawn to situations where we are attracted to problems with easy solutions. Most of the problems we have in our life are not solved with easy solutions. When problems arise and conflicts exist and our support from other people just evaporates, we then are forced to make a decision. Will we stand up or give up? Will we have the courage to stand for what is right and what is good? Or will we just give in to the evil that the world has? The scripture that I read to you today says, in this world there will be tribulation. Don't stop there.
Amen.
That's not where that scripture stops. Jesus is being frank. Yeah, there's going to be problems in this world. But then he says, but I'm bigger than any problem you're going to face. I'm bigger, and I have a solution for whatever problem you have. You just got to trust me.
Amen.
You just got to believe me. You just got to not give up. You just can't quit. Because when we quit, evil wins.
Mm-hmm.
Evil has the last word, and we never want that to happen. Let's commit ourselves. Let's dedicate ourselves to be the kind of people that we don't try to explain away evil. We can't. We can't eliminate it. But we can work through it. We can make a difference. You may think that the difference you make is so small, but if it changes one person, you made a difference.
Amen.
I pray today that I would love to see evil eliminated. I'd love to see people didn't suffer the way they suffered. But we live in an imperfect world. And we have people who are so corrupt. And some of it's mental illness. Some of it's just evil. And we have to stand against that. It's not easy. Never easy. But anything good is very seldom easy. Good things happen through hard work, consistency, and perseverance. That's what I want for you. Amen. Let's pray.
Amen.
Father, as we come to you today, and our hearts are troubled by all the evil that's in the world. Father, we try to explain it away. We try to say these things hoping that we will make somebody feel better about their situation. Father, what will make somebody feel better about their situation is if we can give them hope and help them meet their dreams and be an example of what it's like to overcome evil. In this world, evil will be overcome one day. When Jesus comes, there will be no more evil. When we die and go to heaven, there will be no more evil. But until that day comes, Father, let's pray that we will be the kind of people with the courage and the foresight and the faith to stand up. And when evil faces us, we call it evil. We name it, Father. And Father, I just pray that we can make a difference. Father, we pray for peace and joy, and we can have those things even in the face of evil. Because the person that lives inside of us is so much bigger than what this world has. Father, I thank you for that. I claim that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Maybe you're here today.